This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. With a winter of ample or excessive snowfall, parts of California are underwater, the Rocky Mountains are bracing for more snow, flood warnings are in place in Nevada, and water is being released from some Arizona reservoirs to make room for an expected bountiful spring runoff. All the moisture has helped alleviate dry conditions in many parts of the western U.S. Even major reservoirs on the Colorado River are filling to better levels than in recent years, but climate experts caution that the favorable drought maps represent only a blip on the radar as the long-term effects of a stubborn drought persist. Groundwater and reservoir storage levels, which take much longer to bounce back, remain at historic lows. It could be more than a year before the extra moisture has an effect on the shoreline at Lake Mead that straddles Arizona and Nevada. And it's unlikely that water managers will have enough wiggle room to wind back the clock on proposals for limiting water use. That's because water release and retention operations for Lake Mead, the massive reservoir, and its upstream sibling Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border already are set for the year. The reservoirs are used to manage Colorado River water deliveries to 40 million people in 7 U.S. states and Mexico. Lake Powell could gain 45 feet of water as snow melts into tributaries and rivers over the next 3 months. How much it rises will depend on soil moisture levels, future precipitation, temperatures, and evaporation losses. This season, the real standout has been the Great Basin, which stretches from the Sierra Nevada in California to the Wasatch Mountains in Utah. The Great Basin has recorded more snow this season than the last two seasons combined. That's notable given that over the last decade, only 2 years, 2017 and 2019, had snowpack above the median. Overall, the West has been more dry than wet for more than 20 years in an extended drought that many climatologists call a new normal for the already arid West. The geology of Brazil's volcanic Trinidad Island has fascinated scientists for years, but the discovery of rocks made from plastic debris in this remote turtle refuge is sparking alarm. Melted plastic has become intertwined with rocks on the island, located 708 miles from the southeastern state of Espírito Santo. Researchers say the terrifying plastic rocks are evidence of humans' growing influence over the Earth's geological cycles. Fernanda Avalar Santos, a geologist at the Federal University of Paraná, said, "This is new and terrifying at the same time because pollution has reached geology. The plastics in the rocks are called plastiglomerates because they are made of a mixture of sedimentary granules and other debris held together by plastic. The plastic comes mainly from fishing nets, which is very common debris on Trinidad Island's beaches. The nets are dragged by the marine currents and accumulate on the beach. When the temperature rises, this plastic melts and becomes embedded with the beach's natural materials. Trinidad Island is one of the world's most important conservation spots for green turtles, or Colonia mytis, with thousands arriving each year to lay their eggs. The only human inhabitants on Trinidad are members of the Brazilian Navy, which maintains a base on the island and protects the nesting turtles. The place where geologists found the plastic rocks is a permanently preserved area in Brazil near the place green turtles lay their eggs." Santos said, "We talk so much about the Anthropocene, and this is it," referring to a geological epoch defined by humans' impact on the planet's geology and ecosystems. Santos said, "The pollution, the garbage in the sea, and the plastic dumped incorrectly in the oceans is becoming geological material, preserved in the Earth's geological record." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.